Last
he can get he'll get better, but I'll just assess the way that he handled his first start, and that was he did a really good job, and then obviously in a hostile environment in New York with a very well coached defense by Rex Ryan. So came out of it feeling good about his overall performance. Certainly, there's some things he could have done better, he'll get better at those things. But overall, for him to go into that first game, I thought he did some good things.
What are some of those things?
Some of the protection issues. Still there's a feel for the offense. I think, like I said, it's his first year, and so there were some situations in throughout the game. A couple of situations, the headsets where it got loud. He couldn't hear a play call. Had to call his own play. And a lot of times when a guy's been in the system, a lot of times all they have to do is hear the first couple of words of the formation, and they know exactly what it is. So seeing the field, understanding blitz patterns, which he's, again, miles ahead of most kids coming out. So he's done some very good things.
Is that why you guys had crowd noise?
Yes. Okay. We do it today. It's for our defense, for the home crowd. But when we're playing the road, we have crowd noise for the offense during practice a couple times a week.
When people see the late touchdown pass to Jones, and they wonder why you guys didn't try that more often earlier. Is that fair, or were you trying earlier to get some
touchdowns? We did, but we could have done a better job. Really what we needed to do, we needed to sustain some drives. We just had too many three and outs in the second half. I felt like in the first half, really, we were able to – I didn't see the second half coming, to be quite honest with you. I felt like the first half, it was just a matter of possessions. He did a nice job on the turnover, really handling pressure, getting actually into a blitz check, an all-out blitz check, and throwing the touchdown to Rod was his doing it at the line of scrimmage, recognizing the pressure and getting to the check that we wanted. But I just felt like we couldn't establish any kind of a rhythm to earn many first downs in that second half and then to think about taking some shots. And then, after a couple of three and outs in that third quarter, then we said, well, let's try and get a shot and get the ball down the field here to create something. And, it wasn't there for him. So we need to do a better job of that. I need to do a better job of designing those plays.
What does Matt Shaw bring to the meeting room?
He's great. He obviously his experience as a winner is also there's a lot of backup quarterbacks that are playing in the league that have never taken on that role as a starter, never been in that position, and they've been a career backups. Where here's a guy that's been a Pro Bowl player, has won a lot of football games, has seen a lot. He's got great demeanor, real good leadership skills. So he just helps him in all of those areas.
You don't see. Obviously it's a disappointing situation for him, but you don't see the disappointment.
Oh, he's disappointed. Don't get me wrong. He's a competitor, but he's also a professional. And he's been fantastic, and we're real lucky to have him.
Talk about how advanced Derek is, maybe comparison to other rookies. But were there rookie moments on Sunday?
And there will be. There definitely will be. But he's also a guy. And I said he only needs to see it, one or two times, and he gets it. That's why I think he's going to be special. He hasn't obviously had the experience right now that starting quarterbacks have, but. When he does see something, very rarely does he come back and make the same mistake twice, and he spends a lot of time at it, and he's really jumped into it. So I just, you cannot replace experience, and the more experience he gets, then the better he'll be.
How did he do when he had to call the play?
His own play? He did fine. He chose a play that he felt like he could execute. Yeah, I can execute this play here. It was a third down play, so he knew he had to get to a pass. And those are things that, he'll get better at with experience.
Did you think that your offensive line got beat decisively on the line of scrimmage, or was it mostly just the amount of times you could run the ball? And
it was the amount of plays. Again, we only had 20 plays in the first half. So it's hard to establish that rhythm in the run game as well. But, no, did I feel like we got beat up along the front? I didn't feel that way. Again, it was more of the rhythm and being able to earn a first down and to get that confidence and get something going in the drive. So, we've got to, we'll continue to run a football. I don't think, again, that was one of our strengths. I felt like even a year ago, and I think we came into the off-season this year and out of training camp feeling like we'll be better running the ball this year. Now, did that come to fruition in the first game? No, but I have every belief that we'll be able to run the football this year.
If MJD can't go, are you a little eager to see Latavius Murray get
started? Yeah, we'll see both Latavius and Darren, you know, in that role. You know, that's how we'll go this week. But, yeah, certainly Latavius had a good preseason, so good chance to see him as well.
Does J.J. Watt present more of a game-planning problem than almost any defensive player? I mean, we talk about him like he's almost a –
Yeah, he's a great player. He's a great player.
You have to focus more on him.
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, if you looked at the last week's game, I mean, he kind of single-handedly wrecked that football game for the Redskins. So he's a tremendous player. I hope we don't see a lot of J.J. Watts down the road because he has that capability to do that to teams.
How do you decide which running back is going into which situation? Do you have situational guys? Do you have series?
We have situationals right now, situational plays. And situations, but we'll also, you know, we went in last week again. We didn't have a lot of rhythm there, but we were, you know, we wanted to see Maurice Jones-Drew in a full-time role. Again, this week, you know, not sure if we're going to see that. So Darren, we'll start with Darren, and it'll probably be more series-wise here between Darren and Latavius.
We've talked about the receivers being closely grouped together. Last week the snaps are kind of one-sided. Did that change a lot this week, or what did you see last week from the receivers?
Yeah, again, it's opportunities. There just wasn't a lot of opportunities there. We've got to, again, we'll continue to evaluate that position throughout the season, to be honest with you. It wasn't anything that great jumped out, good or bad, either way, to be honest with you, with that group. And would we like to see Andre Holmes a little bit more? Probably get Andre in there a little bit more. This week to see what he can do as well, but got to give those guys some opportunities, more opportunities, and more opportunities down the field.